Some people say that finally, in the final analysis, you must be somebody who is profoundly religious, because they have trouble in identifying you and putting their finger on you, and they get the impression that you must be someone who is deeply religious, in fact. So what do you think of that?
But yes, I think that my vision is much more religious than that of Noam. Yes, I admit it. Because I live in the Holy Land, and obviously in society that is deeply religious, and for me it is obviously very, very important element of my vision and the vision of other people who live together with me in the Holy Land, whatever faith they adhere to. A religion in the Holy Land is not a divisive factor. It's very important to understand. For instance, there is a beautiful village of Abud that I wrote about it not long time ago. In this village, there is a burial cave and the old Byzantine church of Santa Barbara. And this place is very much attended to by Muslims and Christians who come there to pray together to their own protector. In other words, the folk religion of Palestine is very much integrated for people who belong to different religions. They still come together to the same holy shrines. Whatever religion they belong to, they go to pray in the same places together. Or, for instance, the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem, that is one of the very dear shrines, that is also a place that is very much loved by local Muslims as much as by local Orthodox or Catholics. All of them go and attend this place, mentioned in Quran many times, but it's anyway very, very dear shrine. So it's important to understand that in our country, religion is not something that divides people, it is something that unites people.